This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Our regrets, American tennis fans, but Andre Agassi, Andy Roddick, and Venus Williams will not be appearing in this weekend's Wimbledon finals. In fact, not one American player has made it to the tournament quarterfinals this year, the first time that's happened since 1911.
But far from Wimbledon, on inner-city courts in America, tennis is booming. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Tondalea Wilder reports.
For most of his life, Marvin Tyler looked down on people who played tennis. When he was growing up, Tyler says all the boys in his neighborhood played macho sports, like basketball, baseball, and football.
And I was one of those kids that thought tennis was just a sissy sport. It's for old men, old women, I'm not playing this and that.
But his image of tennis changed dramatically a few years ago when a coworker at his interior design firm invited him to play doubles, and Tyler fell in love with the game. That match changed his life. Tyler eventually decided to become a full-time teaching pro. 3 years ago, he founded Slammer Tennis World in Norwalk, Connecticut, which offers affordable tennis lessons to Connecticut youth.
Serve, backhand, forehand, overhead smash,
yes! And volleys.
He also teamed up with the local Recreation and Parks Department to teach a summer tennis camp in Fairfield County. Tyler says he makes sure the kids in his program realize tennis is a sport for everyone.
And I'm just trying to reach all the kids, anyone that want to learn tennis, and just get kids off the street. If they're on the tennis court for an hour or two, they're not out getting in trouble or anything like that.
All right, ready and swing. Good swing. All right.
On this summer day, an unlikely group of kids is learning how to hit a forehand on the slightly worn tennis courts next to a Norwalk housing project. These youngsters are being introduced to the game through a program sponsored by the United States Tennis Association called Norwalk Grassroots Tennis. It brings the sport to kids in the inner city, kids like 14-year-old Dante Polk.
Why do you like to play tennis?
Because, it keeps, it's something to do. It's a sport that I'm good at. It could get you far in life.
Children in the program receive free rackets, free lessons, and transportation to play matches in other communities. Art Goldblatt started the program 10 years ago with a few kids from the Norwalk Project. Now he has hundreds participating. Goldblatt says this is a good neighborhood for tennis.
We're also very fortunate in Norwalk to have quite a few tennis courts very close to the place where the kids in the inner city live. So the convenience and good staff and the nature of the game itself is very attractive to a lot of kids.
Programs like Tyler's and Goldblatt's are now offering a chance for kids of all backgrounds to learn tennis. And they're just the kind of efforts the USTA would like to see more of. The tennis organization has developed a $50 million marketing program called the Plan for Growth, and they claim their efforts have already resulted in a 20% increase of new Hispanic tennis players and a 9% increase in African Americans entering the game. Unfortunately, these new fans won't be seeing the Williams sisters, James Blake, or any other Americans in the final rounds at Wimbledon. The USTA president, Lee Hamilton, says it's a lost opportunity because when fewer young Americans play, fewer young Americans watch.
If it's Sharapova versus Dementieva in the final, that's a different dynamic than if it's Venus and Serena. Venus and Serena in the final takes us off the chart.
Still, Hamilton isn't worried about the future of the sport in America. The USTA commissioned a study about the tennis industry last year that showed equipment sales were on the rise and the number of new participants increased by 1 million. And Hamilton says perhaps with more grassroots initiatives like those in Connecticut, the sport can finally shake old stereotypes.
Words that are used or have been used have been elite, exclusive, country club, and we're blowing that up. That's not the image of today. Today it's everybody's sport.
All right. Good swing. Excellent. You're fine. Nice job.
Back on the courts in Norwalk, these young fans seem unbothered by the American drought at Wimbledon. And that kind of enthusiasm is just what the USTA wants. The group hopes American players make a recovery at the upcoming U.S. Open and that the buzz will trickle down to grassroots programs like this one, where new young players imagine themselves someday starring on center court. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder.